I'm on the phone with Ray from the West Coast. Thank you for sharing. And as I say, when I do most of these interviews, this is going to be a very compelling story. Just for a little bit of a background, Ray is a very successful salesman in an extremely competitive industry, as well as being a dedicated family man. And getting right to the point, to the present, in a recent session, you shared that you reached about 96% of your sales quota for the year. That's impressive. You also said something very interesting. When everyone else was floundering, I found a way to win. And I believe this statement is a result of what I reference often as a high-performance mind, which is certainly, it wasn't there at the beginning of our treatment. Can you please give some details about this phenomenon?
Sure. I guess, you know, the way I'd approach it is, you know, I've gotten to a point in my career and in my personal life where I feel, you know, very confident in my abilities, my strengths, and with the right amount of effort, I'm capable of doing great things. And, you know, as you mentioned, I do work in a very stress-filled environment with constant pressure to perform on multiple levels. I'm dealing with large transactions that are very complex and involved and take several months to even years to complete. I've been able to stay focused and to maintain control of the things that I can control, to do the best that I can do to impact those things that are, you know, sometimes out of my control, and to continuously move forward through these complex transactions with a clear head and a sense of purpose and direction. So I think that, you know, the way that I've accomplished these things is in working with you, to get, you know, first and foremost, you know, an understanding of, you know, what is the physiology behind, you know, what was causing my anxieties in the first place, and learning exactly what was occurring in my mind and the effect it was having on me physically, was really helpful in learning how to control it. And, you know, it's been really helpful for me, and important for me, to develop my mind and body to handle these high pressure situations and learn how to control the adrenaline, to leverage it as a good thing. So, you know, today I look at myself as a leader. I look at myself as someone who's got a successful track record. And, you know, I walk with a confidence that I didn't have before. In tough times, I know that I'll find a way to get the job done. And I don't let, you know, performance anxiety or doubt get in the way.
I want to give some relativity here. Okay, so performance and social anxiety. Would you tell the listening audience, would you describe what was going on in your life when you first contacted me?
Well, I guess specifically, I was experiencing these very pronounced, what I call blackout moments, specifically occurring, you know, in stressful work situations and presentations, or meetings where there was a lot of focus on me, and I carried into those situations the belief that I had to know everything, I had to be the smartest person in the room. And I had a handful of what I refer to as these blackout moments where the adrenaline rush became so intense that I literally would black out for a period of time. It felt like an eternity. It might have been 5, 10, 30 seconds, I don't know. But it was very difficult because it was occurring in front of colleagues and coworkers. So that was the initial set of issues that caused me to come to you in the first place.
Yeah. Can you describe the actual anxiety that you experienced, what it was like?
Yeah. leading up to the event, you know, sometimes hours before, sometimes days before, depending upon what the circumstance was. You know, I would have difficulty sleeping, difficulty concentrating. I felt a physical effect, a tightness in my chest, shortness of breath. And when the event would occur, I had built up so much in my mind of, you know, what the importance of this event was and what failure meant in that situation, that I had basically set myself up for a disaster. So the actual physical onset of anxiety would occur when I was in those high-pressure situations, and the best way that I could describe it is, you know, I would start into a presentation or start into a discussion, and all of a sudden, you know, the walls would start closing in around me. It would get, you know, from the outside in, it would get very dark. I could feel myself having difficulty breathing, and I would start sweating. And before I knew it, it would spiral out of control to the point where I was not able to function and literally had to sit down.
Okay, and also, there was a lot of family stress going on, things in your personal life,
yep.
And you were struggling with some depression, and if I remember correctly, there were times that you didn't want to get out of bed.
Yeah, for both work and personal related reasons, there was a period of my life three years back, where I had hit, you know, a low point that would, you know, send me into a depression that was so deep that I could not physically get myself up to go face the world. And sometimes that would last for, you know, a day. Sometimes it would last for several days.
So you had this anxiety, and if the audience saw you, they'd see this attractive, well-built guy in his 40s, an athlete, a really social guy. You're the type of guy that it's hard to imagine that a person like you would actually have an anxiety problem. When you hear me say that, what do you think?
I would agree. In my life up until, you know, the past, you know, 2 years, I would agree that I am a pretty social person. I have had success throughout my career. So, you know, if you look at me on paper, you would expect that I'm somebody that, you know, handles these types of situations easily. But, you know, the reality is there's a lot of stuff that's going on in my mind, or that was going on in my mind, that caused me to lack confidence, and ultimately, I guess the best way to put it is, you know, fear situations where I felt like it was a career-ending type of a situation, or a relationship-ending type of a situation. When in reality, you know, these were all things that were created in my own mind.
Okay, well, I remember the story you told me that from the not getting out of bed and the depression and the anxiety, and I remember the story you told me about on the last day of the fiscal year, you're playing golf with your boss and you got a few $100,000 in bonuses. You accomplished a lot, and again, in such a super, super competitive environment. Now, just two more things here. A statistical question on relativity, and then a couple of minutes on specifics regarding what you did in treatment. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you started at a 1 and 10's perfect, where would you say you're at in controlling the emotional issues, the anxiety, and the depression?
You know, I'd say I'm at an 8. And the reason I would say that is I don't believe that I'll, I think we're always striving to be better, right? I don't think I'm ever going to be perfect. But I feel like I have gotten myself to a point where I am in control of myself. I'm in control of my mind. I'm in control of my body. I still face, you know, the same types of situations. I still face the same types of pressures, but I've got the tools and the mindset to deal with them. And so I'm much more confident now in my everyday life, both in my personal life and in my career life.
Okay, now I happen to work with a lot of very successful salesmen, people who have the perfect image. In essence, a lot of them are superstars, and no one would know that they have this anxiety problem. But what I'd like you to do for the next 2 minutes or so is, beyond the testimonial, obviously, that is what you're doing here, let's go beyond it. And would you give it your best shot if you were teaching, if you had these people in the room, let's say you had 20 of these salesmen who had the same anxiety problem that you had, what are the strategies, the issues, the techniques, whatever, what is the most pertinent content that you would want them to know as related to healing?
Sure. So, first of all, I think, you know, you've got to start with the basics of understanding what is happening. What is causing this stress? What are the root causes of you know, your physical issues and your mental issues? So, as I mentioned earlier, kind of understanding, getting a handle on the physiology behind what's causing the performance anxiety. But even before that, you know, what are the issues in your life that are triggering these types of events? And then learning exactly what's occurring in your mind, and from there, what's triggering certain things to happen to your body physically that's creating a situation where it is impossible for you to perform. So first and foremost, just understanding the physiology and understanding how the mind works and what's happening there was important to me so that you can learn how to control it. I'd say the other thing that I think is critical is to focus on, you know, changing what you and I refer to as the internal critical script, right? So from, you know, that of people are expecting me to fail, which was my critical script in when we first started working together, that, you know, everybody's looking at me waiting for me to do something wrong, waiting for me to implode. Shifting from that to a critical script of, listen, I'm successful. I've been successful throughout the course of my career. I'm good at what I do. I know what I'm doing. I'm supposed to be here. I don't have to know all the answers. And I bring a ton to this equation. So that's kind of the second thing, is just making that shift in your critical script from that of people are expecting me to fail. I am going to fail, to no, I'm a leader. I'm successful, and I'm here because I should be here. And then I focused a lot on, I would suggest focusing a lot on nurturing yourself, really recognizing your achievements, allowing yourself to recognize that you're good, that you've earned the right to be in the position that you're in, and that people are looking to you as an expert, right? That there's nothing wrong with being confident in who you are, and you should be confident in who you are, especially if you've got a background of success. I think, you know, one of the most important things, though, in all of this is establishing a healthy baseline and removing any of the things in your life that can, be obstacles to your success.
Elaborate on that.
So I was going to get into it a little bit. Everything from, you know, exercising, eating right, most importantly, staying away from substances. For me, it was alcohol, it was painkillers, it was muscle relaxers, things that I was using to kind of numb the pain or the fear or the anxiety that I was experiencing. It's something that I monitor very closely. I stay away from substances. Those things absolutely have an impact on everything you do. So, you know, if you're going to take a step toward positive change, you've got to start with, you know, physically getting your mind and your body in shape to be successful. And that means eating right, getting exercise regularly, and you got to get all the substances out of your life.
Okay, you're very well organized with your presentation. One last clinical question. Do you see the relationship between anger and the emotional problems, the anxiety and the depression? Do you see what you did in restructuring that emotion?
Yeah, I definitely see the relationship, and as we first got started, I had a hard time understanding that there was, you know, an anger component. But as I've gone through this process, I realized that a lot of these issues are driven from anger, right? And, anger leads to all of the negative effects that I've experienced. So understanding what's causing this anger, where this anger is coming from, was really important toward my, you know, ultimately getting overcoming these hurdles and these obstacles.
So when I first brought up the subject of anger, it didn't necessarily make sense, but as you went through treatment, you got into different levels of consciousness and you understood the relevance that it came from unrealistic expectations of the critical script, the excessive critical script, and other sources. And really, it was the core issue in terms of the repressed recycling energy that was driving the whole problem. Any other words of wisdom that you would share to the listeners?
You know, don't be discouraged. Don't give up. There's definitely a solution. There's definitely a path to success and to overcoming these issues that seem so overwhelming. I remember early on when we first started working together, I had tried so many different things and was starting to believe that this is who I am and this is what I'm going to have to deal with in my life. And I saw the chain of events unfolding that, you know, if I'm not able to get this under control, you know, I'm not going to be successful in my career. I'm not going to be successful in my personal life. And through working with you, I was able to establish very early on a sense of confidence that, look, this is within me. I can do this. I can work through these issues, and I can come out successfully on the other end. Stay the course, do the work, be dedicated toward it, be committed to taking whatever steps you need to take in your life to getting healthy. And if you do the right things, you follow the plan, you'll get there. Anybody can get there. It's within your control.
Thank you very much for sharing.
No problem.